On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day. For Wednesday, the 15th of January, it's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, by the way.
Oh, poor pets.
I know. Today, Phyllis Coates, the US actress, played the original Lois Lane in the first season of the 50s TV series Superman.
The Adventures of Superman.
Is 93 today.
Is she still alive?
Yes, she is.
Amazing.
Pete Waterman, English producer and songwriter, is 73. He's responsible for a stack of hits for artists like Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Rick Astley and Dead or Alive. Gareth Hale, the English comedian, one half of the comedy team Hale and Pace, is 67. James Nesbitt, the Irish actor, has been in a few movies. He's 55. Chad Lowe, the US actor and brother of Rob Lowe, is 52. And Skrillex, the American electronic musician and singer-songwriter, is 32.
It was on this day in 1908 that Arnott's produced their first biscuits in a Sydney factory. Of course, after 132 years of being essentially an Australian-owned company, they were bought out by a US biscuit company, and they've never really tasted the same since.
That's because they're cookies now, not biscuits.
Flavour you can see, pity you can't taste it.
In 1943, the Pentagon was completed in America, becoming the world's largest office building.
The TV Week Logie Awards were first presented on this day in 1959. Do they still have them?
Yeah, I think so. In 1960, the FB Holden vehicle was released in Australia.
The first Super Bowl involving America's top football or gridiron teams was played in the US on this day in 1967.
In 1970, Diana Ross left the Supremes. She began a solo career.
This began on US TV on this day in 1974.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Yep, that's happy days.
In 1996, Sunrise debuted on Channel 7.
Wikipedia, a free encyclopedia, went online for the first time on this day in 2001.
Gunners, you remember when that plane crashed on the Hudson in 2009?
Yeah.
Well, that happened today.
Right.
It also inspired the movie Sully, starring Tom Hanks.
Yeah, anything with Tom Hanks in it is going to be a good movie.
And it was on this day in 2018 that Dolores O'Riordan, lead singer of the Cranberries, died at age 46.
So we thought we'd play this to wrap up on this day, Wednesday, the 15th of January.